Shusa Rav Shlita, speak a little about Sfiras Oima. Hope to speak a little about Lagba Oima, Lulda Reb Shem Bar Yochai. The Mayor Sfira is to take the days of Tzius Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, Pesach, going out of Mitzrayim. And the final phase of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is Matan Torah, Shavuos. Rabbi Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Yitzhakas Am Mitzrayim, Tavdun Asalakim, Alahor Azeh. That would be the final stage of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, the final Gilui, Yitzhakas of Alakus. Pertaining to Yitzis Mitzrayim, is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You know that 50 times, it says in the Torah, 50 times Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zohar repeats it many times, mentions it many times, 50 times Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Torah. And the Gemara explains that the 50th is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's considered like the last Yitzis Mitzrayim, like the Makkah B'Patish, the last part of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Anoichi, in order to mention, revealed who is the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. This Galus, which is the Sherish, the source of everything that happened by Yitzis Mitzrayim, this Galus, this Korah and Alakus, this Sagan Alakus, which is called Anoichi Hashem Alakach, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So we know that Oima starts with a carbon, which is called carbon Oima, which is from barley, from sorghum. It's called machal behema, food of behema, of an animal. And it's the first akrava of chadash, that's matzah chadash, and begvulam, and for achulam, for it's matzah to eat the chadash. But the Beis HaMikdash is another carbon, that's the Shtei Lechem, Shavuos, which is Matzah Chadash B'Mikdash. All the Kabbanos that come from Kor Mincha, Lechem Apanim, all the Kabbanos that come from wheat, from Tfuah, is Mutter Chadash through the Lechem Apanim, through the Kor Mayim. And Chitim, wheat, it's called Machl Odom, Lechem is Machl Odom, and Soirim is considered Machl Behem. It's Machl Odom and it's Machl Behem. So in other words, when we went out of Mitzrayim, it's considered like we were in a Madrega of sort of a Behem. And we change over in the Yimei Sphere, you come from Odom to a Behem, from a Behem to Odom. Start like being sort of a behemoth, going out of Mitzrayim, and you work yourself up in the days of Sfiri, Latareinu, Kacheinu, Tahara, Kedusha. You purify your midos, all the midos, all the spheres, until you reach the Madrega that you now Adam, and now the Benjamin could speak to you like the Benjamin speaks to Adam. You understand the language. The language which Adam should understand. It brings a big change, a big transition from Behemoth to Adam, which this happens in the Yimei Sphere. So there's a lot of work to do in the Yimei Sphere to change from Adam to Behemoth to Adam. It's a big change. It's a dramatic change. The changing and becoming Adam, and when you stand in front of Har Sinai, Shavuos, we have to know that at least how much is expected of us, we became Adam. So the Indian has many meanings, the Indian of becoming Adam. First you're a behemoth, then you're Adam. It could be looked at in many ways. And one of the drachim, one of the ways of explaining it, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. In two ways, the Rebbe Shem spoke like the language of a behemoth. words, behemoth has senses, doesn't have seichel. It has instincts, has, it could sense things, it could see, it could hear, it could sense, but it doesn't have to use the scholar, which is called seichel, the human seichel, understanding, and being masik in yonam like a adam is masik, like a baal seichel is masik. It's not a baal seichel, in other words, it's a baal hergish. It's someone who has feelings, hergation, instincts, but not what you call seichel, not what you call chachma, wisdom, understanding, bina, das, the real meaning of the real knowledge, how you know something, how you behold something. So this is Adam. These are characteristic traits of Adam. And the Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Was as galus in two phases. One galus was the moifsim. Moifsim is something that could be sensed by your senses. You see a moifis. You see something. A moifis, a nes, which in other words, you don't have to understand anything. You see a nes, so you see there's someone that made this nes. You get impressed by the nes. You see the splitting of the yamsev. You see the all the waters of Mitzrayim becoming blood. You see Bacchus prayers. You see all the nisim, all the moifsim. So it's talking the language of a behemoth, which a behemoth you could train a behemoth through its senses, through moifsim, through impressing its chushim, its senses. So this is a trait of a behemoth. The bunch revealed himself and showed everyone that without you don't have to understand anything, but you see with your eyes, you see there's a creator, and the creator does whatever he desires, and nature is sort of only serves the creator. It's not something absolute, and the bunch could change the nature whenever he wants. So we spoke the language to the senses, that's the behemoth. Also, there's a certain inyan of behemoth which is it's a very high madrega. In other words, the emotions, the senses, which is higher than the seichel, but it's also considered a behemoth. That's the gilui shchina, and we were attracted to the gilui shchina so instinctively, sort of through the neshama, without any understanding. In other words, Moira Gadol Zu Gilui Shechina. Klal Yisrael saw Gilui Shechina. They couldn't define it, they couldn't masik it, they couldn't sort of understand it, but it was like a feeling. It's like a feeling of an neshama, a feeling of a heart, of emotions, of feelings. And that attracted us to the Kedusha and sort of it cut us off from all the influences of Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden, just like a magnet, it attracted us to a lekus, to the Rebbeinu. Chesed nerayich lechtech acher b'midbar eretz leizeruah, like a small child who is attracted to his parents. He doesn't have to understand anything, that's his parents, doesn't have to explain anything. It's a natural attraction of a small child to his parents. Like a tinnok that calls the tani marach and the inin of Pesach, like a tinnok, a small child that calls Abba, Abba, Ima, Ima, father, mother. And without understanding that what the father really means, what a mother means, but it's a natural attraction. So in a certain way, that's also called the inin of Behema. The muzzle of Nisan, we know, is Tleh. Les tzayin, sheep. Sheep are attracted to the shepherd. Naturally, the shepherd has a certain way of attracting his sheep. He uses a certain flute, music, or whatever. He's attracted. He has a way of making the sheep go after him. Atenu tzayini tzayin marisi. You are my tzayin. But you should also know you're not plain tzayin. You're a different type of a tzayin, which will be when after Matan Torah and after Yitzis, after finally Yitzis Mitzrayim, you see it's not stump tzayin. It's a higher type of a tzayin. It's the real Odom. Odom Atah. But Teinu Tzayini, you're my tzayin. But Odom Atah, you're Odom. You're tzayin Odom. The Pesuk many times mentions the phrase tzayin Odom. Kitzayin arba is like Zaklosan. So Om Kitzayin Odom, like tzayin Odom. Kitzayin Yishlaim. I think b'mayadeo tzayin Odom. You're a tzayin Odom. Tzayin, which is like a Odom. And Atem Kruim Odom, Atenu Tzayini Tzayim Arisi Odom Atem Kruim Odom. You're the true Odom. This is the first part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was a certain natural attraction to the Rebbeinu Shloim, a certain natural sort of realization of the amos of the Rebbeinu Shloim, but all which has to do with midos and doesn't, it's not midos of Adam, it's midos of a behema, playing midos without seichel, and this is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Torah, that's already Torah. And Torah is a certain way of explaining to the Adam, but it's not plain seichel like we call gashmis seichel gashmis to seichel. It's divrei Torah. It's a seichel that's called divrei Torah. Divrei Torah works differently than it's seichel alikai. It's seichel atayr, seichel alikai, the divine seichel, the alikus, the seichel which understands alikus, which is a different type of seichel. This seichel became revealed to us by through Matan Torah. In other words, when Yitzias Mitzrayim actually happened in our world, and we saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, everything that happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, things changed in the Olam Zalyonim too. In all Olamas, in the highest worlds, the highest spheres of creation of Olam Atzilus, of Olam Abriya, there was a change. There was something that the Benjamin revealed in all the Olamas, which is called Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that really had an effect on the whole creation. All of my separations and all Oilamas, there was this revelation, this concept, which is called Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's say the Yakadish, the Zoya Kadish, when they explain Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a very Torah-dike, deep and sophisticated, so to speak, explanation. What's Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's Pshat of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Let's say when the Rish says, hold the Seder HaMoichem, there's a Seder HaMoichem become Nisgal in this world, how they come down, how they become revealed, which is the whole Seder HaTorah, which we study, and we, of course, the ones that learn Seder HaTorah have a new shas that they explain all the everything, what everything means, how the Seder of Gilui Elokus comes down to the world. One of the concepts is that there's a Katnus HaMoichem, which I won't explain right now. There's a Gadlus HaMoichem. There's many types of Katnus HaMoichem. There's Moichem the Ibur, which is called the child, the womb, and the mother's rechem. There's moichem the yinike, which is called the moichem of a small child when he can't eat yet. He has from his mother the milk of his mother. His food is the milk of his mother. Whatever. Then it's gadlus moichem. There's gadlus rishon. There's gadlus sheni. There's katnus rishon. There's katnus sheni. There's a whole way of seder of his galus alakus, and there's a normal seder, and there's a different seder which is called Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tzitz Mitzrayim is a new, whole, different Seder in the Giluyim of the Sgalus Alakus, which that's the real definition of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like when you speak to people who are not doctors, they're not professors, not doctors, you tell them, no, when you have a cold, whatever, then you take vitamin C. Vitamin C is good for a cold. A doctor has a different language. What's a cold? You have to define what a cold means. Certain germs which are cold, which the world calls cold, but it's a certain germ. There's a certain ingredient which is only in vitamin C, has that ingredient which fights these germs, fights that cold, fights these germs. So actually, in other words, when you will try to explain what a cold is and what vitamin C, what the refuah of a cold is, you have a different words. You have different words for it. You have when this germ enters the system, whatever. So then you take this ingredient and this is gonna attack that exact part of that germ, and that's gonna kill the germ. And that's what you're doing when you're taking vitamin C for a cold. So the same way, all mitzvahs and everything could be explained in a sophisticated way, like Mikabolim, like the Torah Pnimis explains it. When you eat matzah, what are you doing? You're taking certain moichim, which is called moichim de chachma, which is this apsag, whatever, and this is moich, this is that moich, and that when that enters the system of your neshama, it nourishes the neshama with these and these ingredients, and this takes you out of Mitzrayim. So in other words, and these are not, when it comes to Torah, that's the difference between Torah and scholars, Gashmis, Chachmas Chetzonis, Chachmas Pnimius, it means it's much more understood by the Neshama than it's understood by the Seichel HaGashmi. Our Seichel HaGashmi can't really grasp it, can't really understand it. It's much more grasped. Everything in Gashmi has its counterpart in the Neshama. And just like this Chachma of the Guf, wisdom, which you call Balashan Amzar, in English, wisdom. It's a word that's called understanding, knowledge, whatever. It's the same word in Lashon Kodesh, which the true meaning in Lashon Kodesh means it's the way a neshama understands, the way you would call chachma for a neshama. The way a neshama understands, the way a neshama knows, everything is in the world of neshamas, in the olam of neshamas. The guf is only a mashal for the neshama. Everything that happens in the guf is a mashal of what happens by the neshama. But chachma pnimis explains everything in a different world, so to speak, a different world, a different language, a different world, which could only be understood and be held as much tzaddik you are. If you're a tzaddik, you understand it more. If you're less tzaddik, you understand a little, as much as the sparks of your neshama permeate your guf, enters your guf, and changes over your guf, transforms your guf to neshama, that's how much you understand it. And it depends how much tzaddik you are, but you have to be a tzaddik for it. In other words, Torah, you could learn Torah and you really learn a gechachma. It's a niglas Torah, it's also the same way. But niglas Torah sort of comes more to our world, but really Torah is different than all chachmas. When you say Omar Abai, and Abai says a svara, if you're learning Torah, then you would feel a certain mesikus, a certain sweetness, a ruchni sweetness, a tiny ruchni, by the svara that Abai said. And you would daven afterwards, it would be a good achana to your davening to learn a blot gemara before davening, because it's mekadosh your neshama, and you feel it. You feel an uplifting of your neshama with the kedushas atayr, with the sweetness and the kedusha of the Torah, which your neshama feels, which you would never feel by chachmas chitzonis. You would never feel it by chachmas chitzonis. You're learning stam, you're reading. I never saw someone reading Gemara. You read books, but Gemara you learn. You don't read, you learn. You shock yourself, and you say, Uranigen, and you learn Rechavrusa. It's not a reading, education. It's chai. It's a different type. It works differently. And when Hashem helps, let's learn Shabbos Gemara, you learn Esrotzen, or whenever the Rebbe Hashem opens up the gates of your neshama, the light of your neshama, then all of a sudden, like a sort of a fountain of a scholar of wisdom, will be revealed in your moyach, and you start understanding, like something opened up. It opened up the gates of your neshama, and all of a sudden everything will be understood. You'll understand things that you never understood. Because it's Torah. It works different than Chachmas Chitzonis. It works like Torah works. It's Torah Hashem. You learn Torah, can see Nosam and Sinai, like you were Kabbalah and Har Sinai. And it's a certain Mayan, which is called the Mayan HaTorah, the fountain of Torah, which is in every neshama. And this neshama, as much as he's a tzaddik, as much as he learns Torah Lishma, this Mayan HaTorah will be open for him. And he'll be in the gates of Torah. He'll be a gadol b'Torah, as much as he's a tzaddik, and the Torah will open itself up for him. He'll be a gadol b'Torah. That's why you see b'chush. You see it. The Torah is different than all chachmas. Torah, let's say, how many gedolim b'Torah are there? And the gedolim b'Torah aren't because they're the biggest geniuses of Klal Yisrael. A gadol b'Torah means that his das is das Torah. Everyone knows that his das is, he understands the Torah. He knows the Torah. He could be mechadish chedushim, true chedushim in Torah. He is a shtik Torah. He's a sefer Torah. Why is he a sefer Torah? Why is he a sefer Torah? Why are so little people gedolim in Torah? And it's b'chlal in Torah to be a Talmud Chacham. It's not like Chachmas Chitzonis lav. No, when you go to college, you have a degree, you're a professor, you're a doctor, you're a professor, you have a master's degree. You know it. There's no big deal to know it. Everyone that goes to college ends up with knowing the chacham. How many people are talmid chacham? Elef going to yeshiva, and one Chazal say goes out and he could pass neshayil. He could be muchan leira. What happened to all the rest? The Torah doesn't open up so easily. The Torah, you have to be a tzaddik. You have to mem chas dvarim shatoyer niknesbam, and the Torah opens up for you. Then you're inside. You're in the besmedrash of Torah, and then all of a sudden everything makes sense. There's everything, this chazal, they coincide together, there's tears, there's terutzim, and there's a whole binyan, there's a whole inyan of Havanas HaTorah. You know the Torah. You know the Kavanas HaTorah, you know, you understand it. The Torah just opened up yourself for you, because it's Torah. It works different than different chachmas. So Torah is a certain haskalah, a certain understanding of a lukus. Frat pnimius haTorah. Pnimius haTorah is like Torah on the highest madrega. The Torah can see nosam and sina. A Torah which is called kuloi Torah's neshama. In other words, we have a guf, we have a neshama. When the guf is like one with the neshama, it's part of the neshama, it works together with the neshama, then it could really learn Torah's pnimius, because then the Torah speaks to it. There's no mechitza, there's no obstacle that doesn't let him understand the Torah. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, and there was after Chatan, the Chet of Egel, whatever, that sort of separated the guf from the neshama. That's why there was Exeris Misa. He offer out of Alaf HaTashav, you're not like a neshama, you're not going up like the Ruach Adam, Oilo Lamaila, the Nefesh HaLakus that goes up Lamaila, you're offer, you're like a behemoth. There has to be a separation between the neshama and the guf. And after the whole Indian, the whole Einish, and the whole Birr, which is called Ki'ofer out of Alaf HaTashav, you will be Tchiz HaMesav, and then you'll reach your true Madrega of the Adam. So, Pnimis HaTorah means Torah's neshama of Torah, not only the neshama, it means guf also, but a guf, which is like a neshama. A guf which understands what the neshama understands. It's a guf, but Torah speaks to both together, to a combination, to a guf and a neshama, which are really one. To them, the Torah speaks, and then you understand pnimis. Then pnimis and nigla are the same. In other words, the nigla is also pnimis, and the pnimis is nigla. Everything the same. The separation of nigla satori and pnimis satori is the same separation that divided the guf and the neshama. The guf has its own way of understanding Torah, which is Torah, which goes down to the guf, to the madrega of the guf. Like the Torah is Nimshal Lamayim, which goes Mokim Givoy, Lamokim Namuch, and it's Torah is Neshama. When a person learns Nigla and he feels the oir of the Neshama, so then it's also part of Pnimis HaTorah, but it's not really, it's a feeling, it's like also like a behemoth, it's not you really understand it. In a certain way, it's not really the meaning of Pnimis HaTorah. But if the Torah could speak to you the same language of the neshama, you don't have to speak to two languages, one to the guf and one to the neshama. You could speak the same words to the neshama and the guf together. Both understand the same thing. The neshama understands it like a neshama, the guf understands like a guf, and it's one thing. They coincide together. It's a union, it's a chibur, it's a achtus. So then you're a real Adam. Then you're a real Adam because you're an Adam which understands also. Not only he has a feeling, he has feelings, he also has understanding. So the Torah, when the Torah explains, the Benji wants to say, I took you out of Mitzrayim, but you don't know what took you out of Mitzrayim. You don't understand what Yitzias Mitzrayim means by the Shirish. You don't understand what happened in the Esospheres, what happened in the higher realms of creation, of Olamas, when I took you out of Mitzrayim. You saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, but you don't know who took you out of Mitzrayim. You don't know what really is the Shirish of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, Noichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Yitzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now you understand Yitzias Mitzrayim. Which was Megala, all the Eiris of Yitzias Mitzrayim. These are the Eiris which is one big Gilui of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Now you understand Hashem Alekecha. You don't have to understand the Rebbeinu Shloim through Moifsim, you see Moifsim, or even you have a feeling of attraction to Hashem. You see Hashem Panim B'Panim like with the greatest Hakara, with the greatest seeing and understanding and meeting and Vekis and whatever you call it, it's a Noichi Hashem Alekecha. You meet Hashem, you met Hashem, you met Hashem Panim B'Panim, and now there's no Hester, there's no concealment, there's no Hester. So this is the meaning of the Adam. Adam is the one. What's an Adam? Adam is Pshat, the one that knows the Amos. He knows the Amos means he understands the Amos, and he beholds the Amos, and he meets with the Amos. He and the Amos are like one. He's a Yitzir Shel Amos. That's the Adam. So going out of a behemoth to Adam means really means purification of your guf, your chumrius. Don't have a guf which is attracted to everything that a behemoth is attracted to. Lift up your guf and make it pure. In other words, the enjoyments of the guf should be more similar to the enjoyments of the neshama. You should have more oinig of Shabbos. Of course, everyone in his madrega, but at least you should try, you should work on it, to have more oinig and ruchnius and Shabbos and kedusha and davening and learning. Everything that the neshama has anah, your guf should also have the same anah, the same enjoyment, together with the neshama. It's one. And of course, the neshama doesn't have to be lowered down to the guf, but the guf has to be lifted up to the neshama. That's the right way to do it, to lift up you. Ve'naftam, you lift up the oimer. Oimer is called like a keli. A keli is like a guf. Lift up the oimer. Lift up oimer tnufa. Lift yourself up. And mesparatam lachem. Purify yourselves and purify also your midos. Midos could be characteristic traits, could be of a neshama, could be of a guf. Lift up your midos, vanaftam es oimer, lift it up to sfartam lecha sphere. Spheres on midos are called spheres. They should be midos of a lakus. They should be midos which resemble the midos of the Rebbeinu Shloim. Your chesed shouldn't be chesed like a guf does chesed, but like a neshama does chesed. Whatever it is, it's a purification. Tareinu kacheinu. Tareinu means be tar, the guf, and be mekadesh with the earth, the neshama. Bring down the neshama and make yourself a bri of the neshama. Klal Yisrael, by Matan Torah, of course, they were in a very high madrega, was after Sphira, and it was really a poskes of Hamasam, Chazal say, it was a Nir Marti, a Kimatan. It was a big madrega of Tahara and Kedusha. There was no Zohamas HaNachash, no contamination of the Nachash. It was pure, it was Tareinu, Kacheinu. But still, it wasn't the exact real madrega that it should have been. Probably came about because of the Erev Rav. Well, the meaning of the Erev Rav, I wouldn't go now by Barichas in it, it's all the meaning of what the Erev Rav means, but there was a certain taruvus, a mixture of certain tumah, which was Gairim afterwards, which caused the chait of the eagle. And Chazal say, very interesting Chazal, the Medrash, when did the Klal Yisrael do the Aveir of the Eagle? So Ramey says, when they were standing by Matan Torah, they were Mahar and Avodah Zarah, they were Mahar and the Eagle. Mahar, they saw the Shoresh of Makava, and they were Mahar and the Eagle. In other words, Chas V'Shalom, Ramey doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, they're standing in front of Har Sinai, and saw Noich Hashem Lekecha. Of course, the Makir Lekus, but the Lekus comes also with a esgalus of, like we say, spheres. You say spheres. You say afterwards you have a Merkava, Maisa Merkava. The way Lekus becomes revealed to all the Oilemas, to the higher Oilemas, to the lower Oilemas, and it comes with a Seder, which is called the Seder Shtalshlus, a Seder which is cause and effect, sort of Shtalshlus, like a chain, which brings down the Lekus down to this world. So there's a Merkava. One of the Noisei HaMerkava that carried the Merkava is called Shoresh, Shoresh of a Merkava. And by that Shoresh, they looked at that Shoresh, and there was a Shoresh of a mistake. They weren't Masig exactly the way he's supposed to be Masig, the Indian of a Lekus. In other words, when a person goes up very high, and he makes a tiny, tiny sort of toss, a mistake, a mishap in the Sasoga. So that could be the Shoresh. That could be the Shoresh of a whole binyan, of a whole Shtalshlus that will make him ultimately make a very big mistake. And this was the mistake of the Eagle that started in a very, very, very tiny sort of start in the when they made this mistake in this Shoresh of Makom. So the Rebbein Shloim told us to make a Pesach Sheni, a Korban Pesach in the second year of Yitzis Mitzrayim. They didn't make a Pesach in the whole years, in the whole Dor HaMidbar, there was no Pesach. Pesach was only started in Eretz Yisrael. But then, like Rashi says, the Osi Pesach Ella Echad, one Pesach in Midbar, because the Rabban says, because they weren't Mechuyiv in Pesach and Midbar, only in Eretz Yisrael, but only one Pesach they did make in the second year of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And the Chaim HaKadosh explains this Pesach was to be Mechaper and the Chet HaEgel. In other words, since Avodah Zarah, Korban Pesach is going out of Avodah Zarah. It's a tshuva, sort of to say, of Avodah Zarah. Korban Pesach, you know, Tla is the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim. Korban Pesach means sort of going out of the tumah of the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, doing tshuva, and you bring in Korban Pesach. So after this Avodah Zarah, they had a different Avodah Zarah, the Eagle. So they had to do tshuva on that Eagle too. So Mayasi Yisrael as a Pesach, they made this Korban Pesach. But if you see in the Pesukim, it seems that the main accomplishment of this Korban Pesach is that from this Korban Pesach emerged the Pesach Sheni, a second Pesach, which is an ear, Pesach Sheni. But he Anoshim, there were Anoshim, Tameim, and Nefesh Adam, they were Tameim, and they couldn't make this Pesach. So they asked the Benishlein, that the Benishlein, Madia Lomanigara, why should we should be missing this Pesach? Why should we were deprived of this Pesach? We were tamed. The Bench said, make a Pesach Shein. The Bench was matan to make a Pesach Shein. So, what's the meaning of this Pesach Shein? If the same Pesach, it seems to be the new mitzvah that there was in Zgala now, a Pesach in year two, not only a Pesach in Nissan, there's also a Korban Pesach in Chodesh year. For the ones that are oynus, tamed derech hachayku, to make this Pesach. You know, the Mazel Nissen is Tle. Mazel Ear is Shor. So just like there's a Korban Pesach on Tle, there's also a Korban Pesach of Shor. Even though we bring Tle, but it's in the Chodesh of the Inyan of Shor. The Eagle was a Shor. They made a mistake in this Inyan of the Shor Shor Makav. In other words, the Pesach, which we make on Chodesh year, on Chodesh Nissan, that's a Pesach which attracts us to Hashem without a scholar. It's a plain attraction to the Kus, without being maskil or anything. And this is Lumas, this is the opposite, the sort of the counterpart in the Kedusha, Lumas, the Tumah, of which was attraction to Avodah Zarah. There's a certain Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, Yitzrud of Avodah Zarah, which is a certain plain attraction. It's not as if you would call it a pichsidis, you would call it an afilo of the amunah of Kedusha. Since the nature of every creation is to believe, so you have to believe the right thing. Kim asas adam yashar, Bunsha made a person with common sense, with yashrus, thinking straight, thinking yashar, which he should be makir the Rabbi Nishlan. But if it's sort of abused, it's sort of used not right, so then you'll fall into Avodah Zarah. But that comes from Amunah. It comes from Amunah, which is fell down to the Sitracha, and it was misused Amunah. That comes Avodah Zarah. Attraction to like all the idol worshippers were just because every creation is attracted to Amunah, so they used that attraction to Avodah Zarah. So this is the Tla. The Tla means that just like a Tzayin is attracted to Adam, and that's a very right attraction, a Tzayin is very rightfully should be attracted to the Adam. So Tla means you're attracted to the Kedusha. You're attracted to the Kedusha. This is like a behemoth who has a plane sort of attraction to the Adam, and you're attracted to Hashem. Hashem Roy, the Hashem is my Roy, and I'm attracted to Hashem. Now that there's an Adam. The Adam means that he understands things. He's not understanding. So he has shittas. He has a scholar. He understands. He could think. And he could deduce certain shittas from his thinking, which are the product of his thought, which is all the shittas which are based on seichel. And that also needs a purification. In other words, you should know what an Adam is. An Adam is not a smart animal. A smart animal means a Adam which thinks with the seichel ativi, with the natural seichel, which is the seichel of his guf. There are many animals, and there's a homo sapien, a smart animal. Smart animal is called an animal that is not attracted. He has his own seichel. He's not someone who attract someone higher. He doesn't accept someone that's higher. He has his own mind of his own, his own identity, the mind of his own. He's sort of a shur. A shur is not attracted to Adam. Shur is a balgaiva. Geyim shabehem is shur. Shur is like a gibber. You could tame him. You could force him to work for you, but you have to force him. He's not like a tzayin, like an innocent tzayin, which is just attracted to Adam. You have to tame him. Then you use him, but he has to be tamed. The seichel of Adam also has to be tamed. He has to be tamed to understand the seichel of the neshama. You have to train him to understand the seichel of the neshama. If he doesn't understand that, then he's a mechutzav. He's a mechutzav. A mechutzav means, chutzpah means someone who doesn't accept someone that's higher than him. He doesn't have the sense that knowing that there's someone that's higher than you, and you have to be mekabel from him. You have to accept him. Let's say, what's a mechutzav? A mechutzav would be like he goes to a big professor, and the professor says something, and he argues with him. You're an ignorant person. Why do you argue with a professor? You can't argue with him. No, I have a mind of my own. You have a mind, so, but you're not educated. You don't know anything. You're ignorant. You're an ignorant person. So why don't you accept you accept your mind? Your mind is nothing. First, if you want to argue with the professor, you have to be a professor yourself. No, that's a chutzpah. Chutzpah means, no, I could argue with anyone. It's a plain chutzpah. The goof that tries to argue with the neshama is a mechutzav. That's Yovan. Yovan is called Tzfir Reason, a mechutzav. He doesn't want to realize and be makir his mishaps, his shortcomings, that he knows there's something that's higher than him, that's the seichel ha-toyer, the seichel ha-neshama. So that's what the Yovanim said, kisvu lachem al keren asher she'ein lechem chelik b'leka Yisrael. Right on this keren asher, sher is also a loshma, looking with seichel. Sure means looking, looking with seichel is called shur, shur. It's like a difference between Yehuda and Yosef. You know, Yehuda is tefillah. Tefillah is like tzayin, attraction. The Yehuda, we know Chodesh Nisan is correspond to Yehuda. Yehuda's attraction, tzayin, klal. And Yosef is called shur. Shur is his own seichel, Torah. Yosef is Torah, Torah is seichel, seichel. Of course, Yosef is the shur shaber makavi. He's a heilig shur. He uses seichel. He's a big lung. He uses a lot of lungs, a lot of seichel, a lot of haskala. He's a big bal seichel. He understands everything, but he understands it like you learn Torah. You understand with the seichel Torah. In other words, when you learn Torah, and you say Amar Abaye, we're very much trained into this. We're mechunuch, but it needs training. When you say Amar Abaye, you have a kashan Abaye. So how do you learn Torah? How do you learn Torah? You say kashan. It doesn't mean I'm now judging if Abaye is chas v'shalom, if he's right or if he's wrong. No, it's Abaye is Torah. Abaye is Amor. I can't argue with an Amor. Amor is a different madrigan Torah, the Gomri. It's not for me. The different Amora could argue in Amora. Amora is a higher understanding of Torah, which in B'meshach HaDoros, Klal Yisrael was makir, that Tana is higher than an Amora, Amora is higher than a Gaon, whatever, it's Madregis. But I want to understand Abaye. I want to understand Abaye. I'm not trying to say, to judge Abaye. I try to understand Abaye. In other words, I go, my learning Torah means I'm trying to understand. I want to understand. If I wouldn't understand, so I wasn't zoich to understand. I'll try. I'll be mispalel. Maybe Hashem will help me to understand. Maybe I'll have to be more meyageyan Torah. I have to learn more and more until I understand. But that's the shor shebektusha. That's shor shebektusha. It means the shor that understands after the bittel. It's a tamed shor. It's not a shor amud. It's a tamed shor which is tamed to understand to understand the seichel of the neshama. So the Maya sphere, we are really working on purifying our parts of the Adam Shere, our Adam. It's ears, Shevet Yisaschi, Yisaschi is the Loim de Torah, and we are sort of trying to purify our Moich, our minds. When we stand by Matan Torah, we shouldn't see the Shoresh of Makava and look at the Psoilus of it, at the Seichel, and say, do I understand? Doesn't make sense? No. You bottle to the Seichel HaTorah, and then you will understand what you're supposed to understand. Then the Bereshit will be megala to you that you understand not with the Seichel HaGashmi, with the Seichel HaTorah. With the Seichel HaNeshama you understand. So the purification, the Tareinu, Kadshenu, the Yemei Sphere, is in order to work up your Adam, work up your Adam and make it for a real Adam. Make it for in order, this Adam should be an Adam which not only understands Seichel HaGashmi, he understands Seichel HaTorah. He's ready to be mekabel the Torah. He's ready to understand Seichel HaTorah. So this is Chodesh Iyar, is the Chodesh of Torah, the Chodesh of Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yidoy. That's the Tziruf of Chodesh Adar. You know, every Chodesh has its own Tziruf of the Shem Avaya. Haskel V'Yidoy means understanding. Be a Baal Torah. Be sort of get a master's degree in Torah. No one ever got a master's degree in Torah, even Moshe Rabbein. Because no one ever had a degree in Torah b'chlal. Because when you learn Torah, you understand that you can't understand. You're just beginning to understand. You're just at the beginning. And a Talmud Chacham, Chazal never call a Chacham. Sometimes they use the Chacham, but usually the expression is Talmud Chacham. He's a Talmud, he's a student. He's a student of Chacham. He's not a Chacham. But he's a Talmud of Torah. He's a Talmud of Torah. He learns Torah. He's a learner of Torah. He's a studier of Torah. He's not a Chacham of Torah. He's a studier of Torah. So this is called the purification of the Inyan of Shor, which is the Mazel of Chodesh Iyar. So Pesach Sheni had to be a tshuva on the Chet Egel. And the tshuva on the Chet Egel had to be to purify that mistake that they made by the Chet HaEgel, and they took the Shoresh of a Merkava, and they sort of made a certain system there, and from there they remata the Egel. They made an Egel. They thought it's mutter to make an Egel. Something was missing in their understanding, their Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what the Ranoshim, they were Tmeim. Tmeim b'nefesh Adam. And according to Chazal, one of the days is that it's Noisa Reina Shal Yosef. It was Yosef. They used the shame that they were Mali Yosef from the Nilus, they used it to make the Egel, because Yosef is a Shur. Alei Shur. It said the Tas that said Alei Shur. They used it to make the Egel. There was Alei Shur. Not the Shur. Mamish Yosef. They used the Yosef for the Sitrach. Or the Shita, it's not of Aviyu, it's Mishal Vel Tzofim. But Aviyu also tried to be misakin the chait of Egel by the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, and they made a mistake there too, according to their madrega. You know, the Yom Kippur is always a kapur of the chait of Egel. Yom Kippur comes to be mechaper the chait of Egel, that's the Yom Kippur. Lucha Shnius is the kapur of the chait of Egel, that was Yom Kippur. And the Torah this week mentions Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon, because they really tried to be misakin the chait of Egel, and they accomplished that there will be a Yom Kippur which will be mechaper on the chait of Egel. So that was the mistake of this Shoresh of Makom. So the Rosh gave a new Pesach, a Chodesh Iyar. A new Pesach, a Chodesh Iyar, which Chodesh Iyar is the Shor, which this Pesach is going to be Mechaper on Chet Egel. And the Chodesh Iyar, the Pesach Sheni, begins in the week of Hoyd, the week of Hilulah Derb Shem Baichoy. The week Hoyd Shabbat is Hilulah Derb Shem Baichoy. And the week of Hilulah Derb Shem Baichoy begins with Pesach Sheni. So this Pesach Sheni is the Pesach which comes to purify your moich, your mind, to understand Yitzis Mitzrayim, the way your Adam is supposed to understand it, and be zoicha to the machal Adam of the Korban of Shtei Alechem and Chag HaShavuos. So the Torah says Aloshen, it's, you know, the klal always, when the Torah says Aloshen, which al pi pshat is, it's hard to be miyashiv. You can't be miyashiv, really. You have to say a drasha. Chazal say drashas, and these drashas are api halacha. You have to learn the pasuk in this way, that Chazal, the makabel to darshan, with the klolim of drashas and Torah. And this is the halacha. But the pasuk lemaisa is very, it's still kasha, api pshat. It's fair. Many rishonim try to be miyashiv. First the pshat. That's the pshat. It's not halacha. In other words, the pshat of pasuk is that is so and so. If you have to api halacha be mekabel the pshat or mekabel the drash, they're just klolim that were chazal dash, and you mekabel the drash, but it's the drash, it's not the pshat. The pshat, no, it's here you have to understand it api drash, not api pshat. But there's a pshat is a pshat. So the Zohar says that if you learn pnimis atayr, so even though according to drash the pasuk is sort of, it's not so miyushiv, it's a doichik. But a pipnimius, it's plain. It's plain. You know, first you have to be makdim, you're masbred al pipnimius. And once you're masbred al pipnimius, the Loshna apostle is exactly how it should be. It can't be different. That's the Loshna, that's exactly how the Torah should say. It's a klal, the Zohar is ma'arach, the Parashas Mishpatim, the whole Indian. But the Torah, when it's learned al pisoid, it's very miyushiv, the pshat is mamish, gveldik, mamish, exactly how it's supposed to be. It's Vachtam Pesach L'Hashem L'Keichem, Tzoyin Iboka. What's Tzoyin Iboka? Tzoyin, it's no Boka. Pesach is not a Boka. Pesach is Tzoyin. So Darshan, that goes into Chagiga. Chagiga is the Boka, and this is Tzoyin, or it's preparation to Pesach is Chagiga, and it says Pesach, doesn't say Chagiga. So that, when we learn it, you should, when you is a Veich the Pesach, once the Torah was Mechadish Pesach Sheni, which is really Bokar. So then when you eat the Karm Pesach and you're attracted to Hashem, you should not only be attracted to Hashem like with a feeling, with a tzoyin, use the Bokar too. Use the Bokar too. Once the bench was revealed to you, the soid of Pesach that it includes the inning of understanding too, so try to understand Hashem also when you go out of Avodah Zarah. When you go out of Avodah Zarah, it's not should be only an attraction. Learn Seidus HaTorah, learn Seichel HaTorah, understand the philosophy of Torah, so to speak. In other words, the Gilui of Seidus HaTorah, the Gilui of Rozud HaMehemenusa, the Seid of Amunah, so then you'll eat a Karm Pesach of Baka. The Yevonah, when they'll tell you, Kisu Lechem HaKaren HaShor, Shein Lechem Chelik B'ka Yisrael, so you tell the Yevonah, you don't know what a Shor means. You never saw a Shor in your life.
Look at the Shorash of Makava, and then you understand what Tzeichel means, what Chachma means, what Tzeichel means. Zavachta l'Hashem l'kecha tzoyin b'bakar. It should be tzoyin with bakar. So one of these nekudos was in Sgalah by Pesach Sheini. That's what the Zohar says, that Pesach Rishon is Malchus, Amunah, Pesach Sheini is Yisoid. That's Yosef. Because the Chadashim, the Zohar says, go mitata leilu. Because the first Chodesh is Malchus, the second Chodesh is Yisoid. That's Yisoid, that's Yosef. That's the meaning of Yosef. The meaning of Alei Shar. In other words, when the Tameim and Afishodim said, I'm not going to Tameim, we're Tameim. So they started crying, we can't be Makar Mekorban Pesach. So Moshe should have told them, it's Allah, it's Allah. What are we talking about? It's Allah. In other words, you go to a scientist, you tell him, what should I do? I know I want to cook something, and I don't have. There's no gas, and I can't put up the gas, and I don't have a microwave, and I have nothing. But I have to eat. It's cold. So the scientist goes, what can I do to you? You want money? No, you're a scientist. You know the nature. You know the nature of everything. So there must be a answer. There must be a way. So he says, well, I'm not a creator. I can't create. That's too bad. I mean, go to a certain organization that's going to give you your food, whatever. But it's not my line. I'm just telling you what the facts are. These are the facts of life. You can't change it. It's face life. Anachni tmeim l'nefesh oda. It's a lot. Go to a rav, tell him, anachni tmeim, I can't bring the code. But they had a hergish, they had a deep hergish, they were tzaddikim. They remarked, that can't be Ratzon Hashem. If Ratzon Hashem would be a science, so then, too bad. But it's, our neshama is marish. Ratzon Hashem goes together with the true hergish of a neshama. If it's a true hergish, of course not. If it's a dimion, if it's true hergish, the hergish of the neshama goes along with the shor. It's one. The hergish, the tzoyin and the bakar are really should work together. We're margish, Ainian here that doesn't let us. So in other words, the bearer of the tzoyin, of the shor sheber makav, of the shor of Torah, of the halachas of Torah, is when it's combined together with the tzoyin. In other words, so Moshe says, oh, you feel something. Oh, so we'll ask the halachas, how the halachas work. Oh, the Moshe said, you were margish, right. You were margish the chachma. Not you understood the chachma, but you were margish the chachma. You had a good hergish the chachma. So when you learn Torah and your heart feels, that can't be Ratzon Hashem. I don't know, the Sigi works like this, and see, okay, I don't have to understand it, but that's definitely not Ratzon Hashem. And when you come to a high madrega, you understand exactly what the heart feels, the mind feels. It goes together. So that shows that Torah is not a cold science, it's an neshama. And by neshama, it's achdus, the lev and the moich. Work together, bunch. Of course, it has to be a real life, a true life, a life kaddish, a life kaddish v'tar, and a moich kaddish v'tar. But once you reach the life and the moich together, so then it's you learning Torah. Then you're not learning a chachma, you're learning Torah. So the highest madrega of this yeshiva shel chachma, yeshiva shel Torah. It's a lot of madregas. When you learn Torah and it seems like you're learning a cold Torah, then you should know that you still have to work. Of course, Torah is Torah. Torah goes down to all madrigas, but you still have to work. That more lishma, more kedusha, more preparation to Torah. Mem chas dvarim shatorah niknas ban. You should know that you're learning Torah. A gadol b'Torah has to be not a gadol b'chachma, a gadol b'Torah. There were many people that knew Shas Mamsh Balpa. Many people in Lithuania and the Litter, there were many people that went around to the cities and they showed tricks. I remember people told me they saw it themselves, that they put a needle in the Gemara and they said which word the needle is going to touch. And exactly, they know everything, all Shas Mamsh Balpa, the fingertips. And the Gedoyim loved Dafka that they knew exactly like this. This baki, exactly, every toises, every mamish with the lush and everything. Because the pshat is the godless, pshat, he's tired himself. It's not that he learned Amar Abaye, Amar Rav, and he remembers and memorizes. He thinks like Abaye. He thinks like Rav. He feels and thinks he's inside. He's in the Bes Medrash of Torah. That's because you're learning Torah. The Torah opens up for him, so then your das becomes a das of Torah. You understand what's das Torah, what's not das Torah. You have a different chlal dveikus in the Torah. The dabik lebeinu b'sor yisach. It's a dveikus that you have a dveikus in the Torah. So Reb Shimon bar Yochai learned such a Torah, his talmidim, his chavrai, he brought it down to the world, such a kedusha. It should be at Uradvekis, which Uradvekis, with learning the highest madrega of Torah and the highest form of Torah. As much as Torah is different than Chachmas Chitzonis, that's as much Torah is. That's Torah. It's pure Torah. Torah b'tarosa. Torah kisinasa b'sina. He sort of personified in his personality the Isha Torah that stands by Har Sinai. The Ish, which is doim et Har Sinai. That's Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon bar Yochai is the secret of Libi Ipsari Ranani Al Keil Chai. You know, Libi is Lev, is the Lamed Beis days of Sphira, before Lag BaOmer. Ipsari is Rosh Tevis, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Keil Chai is Gematri Mem Tes, the Mem Tes days of Omer. Libi Ipsari Ranani Al Keil Chai, this Keil Chai. Yeranani is Gematri Omer, Yeranani is Gematri Omer, and Keil Choy is the Mamtes of Omer. Libi Ipsari Yeranani al Keil Choy, this Keil Choy, which we hope to see on Chag HaShavuos, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the greatest Zgalus Tzadikim had. Mamash, very, very big Madregis on Chag HaShavuos. Baditcheva, the Blev Yitzchak Baditcheva, before Davening Shavuos, he said, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want to see you. Today is a day that we have to see you. Have to meet you. And in the middle of davening, when it came to Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Amen Ve'Amen, he starts screaming in Yiddish, I see Hashem, Yichzeh Got. And he fainted on the spot, Yichzeh Got, I see Hashem. So it's Libi Nichzev of Gam Kolson Afshi Lechatzes Hashem, Libi Ipsari Yirani Yol Keilcha. He went short as a person, he could see it in a sefer, he could see it in the Sifrom of his Talmidim, who learned in Scheda, Asher, Omdim al Sidecha, the ones that learned Torah of Shem Baichoi, they live in Torah of Shem Baichoi. The way they, the Madregis that they reached in Kiddush and Tahar and Vekis. So every person should have a certain yearning, a certain nichsuf of a Gamkolso Nafshi. Maybe I should also have, should be part of this Hanukkah Birosov, this Heilige Chavrai of Talmidim of Reb Shimon bar Yochai that really understand that, of course, no one could understand that, but at least they try to understand and they have a tshuka and they're a muskarev, this great oyer of Matan Torah of meeting Hashem, being dovik in Hashem, being, you know, panim b'panim, of this panim b'panim, the Dibra Hashem Amacha. I'll end with a remes that maybe I said it once here. Remis that is from the Kamak Rav, who was a Talmud of Rav Shisrov, Begon, and he said a very nice remis that the first member of Reb Shimon bar Yochai and Shas is Masechtas Brachas, Gimel Matonis Nosna Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the Kilom, the Noslam Ela Le Yisur. Three gifts, three Matonis Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, all came through suffering to Yisurim, and Olam Haba Eretz Yisrael, the Torah. So he says that we have to be mechavim. The Rish says to be mechavim, but every day of Sphira, the Shem Avai, which in a way that's gematri Adam, like we spoke before that Adam, the whole Sphira is to work on this inin of Adam. There are many kavanas that the Rish mentions in the Sphira, which is all based on the kavan of Adam. You work to become Adam. So every day you have to be mechavim Adam. And the word matana is gematri 11 times Adam. Gematria, you could figure out Adam's Gematria 45, so 11 times 45 is 495. 10 times 45 is 450, so add on 45, so it's 495. Gematria Matan. And so 3 times Matan is 3 times 11. 3 times 11 Adam is 33 times Adam. And Lag BaOmer, we already were Mechavim 33 times Adam. So we mechavim gimel matanis toivs. So the first memory of Reb Shimon bar Yochai and Shas is really the side of Lag BaOmer. Gimel Matanus Toivus Nasna Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Kilaim LaNasnam El De Yisur. The Yisurim, which are Tamidah Rebbe Kiva, the old dinam of the Sfira Yisurim, and when it comes, this galus of Abshim Bechor, so then you see the purpose of these Yisurim. Olam Abba, Eretz Yisrael, Chag HaBikurim, it's called Shavuos, it's Chag HaBikurim, that's Eretz Yisrael. It's Olam Abba, we know the Shara HaMishim, the Yom HaMishim is Olam Abba, and it's Torah. So now we'll be Zoycha to the Gimel Matan Estoivis, Shem Shalv, Udrachman, and Mashiach should come Berachman, and be Megalitas, all these Matan Estoivis, be Zoycha to Gilu Shechina, Kvayd Hashem, Mezgalus, Meher Yemein Omer.
Amen.